The house that moved. Exeter had long been famous for its ancient and historic buildings. However, many historic buildings disappeared as crowded and run-down buildings in the slums were cleared in the 1920s, and as the West Quarter was bombed in the Second World War. The house that moved is one of the oldest timber-framed houses in Devon, and was most likely built around 1450. It stands across from the medieval church of St. Mary's Steps. The most obvious feature of it is how far each floor projects out over the one below. It really is quite striking, especially when you stand directly under the first floor overhang and look up. The house literally moved from its original home at the corner of Edmund Street and Frog Street. In the 1950s, Exeter's city government planned to improve traffic flow and bypass the entire city centre. Houses in Frog Street were scheduled to be demolished in their entirety to make way for the new road system. Though it was certainly one of the oldest surviving houses in Exeter, it was in a poor state of repair, so it didn't seem that important a loss. However, with pressure from archaeologists and local historians, it was listed just in time as an important building of architectural and historic significance, and the demolition was halted. Exeter City Council, with help from the government, decided to spend £10,000 to have the house moved out of the way of the new road to a new location and saved. A vacant lot was found on West Street, 220 feet, that is 70 metres away. Here's where the story gets really odd. The lot was vacant because a 15th century timber house on that spot had been torn down in the 1940s. That house had been offered to the city council, but the council had not been interested in saving it, so the building was demolished. Now history was repeating itself, and the council was moving another 15th century timber-framed house to stand in the exact same spot. Therefore, in December 1961, the entire building was moved to the new location. To move the entire house was a major project. It was jacked up, set on metal wheels, and moved on special rails, with the house itself weighing 21 tons and the timber frame another 10 tons. The operation took 4 days in total, but the actual move time was 4.5 hours out of the 4 days from start to finish. The move was watched by newspaper reporters and cameramen from all over the world. The cameras managed to film a mouse hiding in the timbers, and the tongue-in-cheek narrator commented, "I hope they've not bought the cat." Some joker chalked a sign on the back with the words, "On tow." The house that moved looks like it has always been in its present position and is a favourite on the tourist itinerary. It is now occupied by a wedding dress shop. If you look like you're looking for a wedding dress, you could try going into the shop. But for the rest of us, we'll have to be satisfied with examining the building from the outside.